The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The right actor can elevate a movie, but the wrong actor, miscast or unable to act, can stick out like a sore thumb and even cause the movie to bomb. Performances that just didn't hit the mark in otherwise good movies. Now, to run us through some of these actors and movies, Lisa Cannon, podcaster and cultural commentator. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning. I'm here to do a good roasting,
I think. Okay, well, let's go straight in. You've picked much-loved Cameron Diaz first.
I'm really sorry about this, but I just think her glaringly awkward, wooden, over-the-top, to the point of distraction performance in Gangs of New York, 2002, and my beloved Martin Scorsese, who just turned 82 there during the week. Cameron Diaz, for me, even though it was Martin Scorsese's first pick for choice, I just cannot see how this leaned into good acting skills. Everyone has drawn criticism on this over the years. I mean, she was kind of underacted, overacted by
Daniel Day-Lewis. And you had Leonardo DiCaprio and Daniel Day-Lewis, who are superb.
Yeah, she just was out of her depth. And obviously, I know everyone now that's going to listen to this clip is going to go, oh God, the accent, because it wavers between Irish and Scottish and nothing in between. But do you want to have a listen?
Let's have a listen.
Look where you're going, Johnny. You look stunned and poorly, sir. Quite a pair of conversationists, aren't you?
Maybe not. We're deep thinkers.
Well, gentlemen, I leave you in the grace and favor of the Lord.
You may feel more comfortable without that garment, Miss Everdeen.
You'll have to filch me a new one, Bill.
Anything in your pockets tonight?
Oh, I ain't started working yet.
Oh, dear. Cameron Diaz.
Yeah. Now, look, the thing about this is she was completely overshadowed by Daniel Day-Lewis, three-time Oscar winner. I mean, absolutely amazing. But the attention then is also drawn to her lack of chemistry with Leonardo DiCaprio. So I just yoinked two clips together there so you could kind of see, to me, ultimately miscast for the role. What was Scorsese thinking?
Now, let's talk about Dracula and Keanu Reeves.
Okay, so look, you know, this is also another kind of performance. He's Jonathan Harker in the Bram Stoker's Dracula in 1992, directed by the wonderful Francis Ford Coppola. And he's often cited as one of the film's weak points for many reasons. And Coppola actually called it out himself. He said, look, he was doing Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, Point Blank, you know, all of the...
He was hot.
He was hot at the time. And I think, you know, you've got Gary Oldman there, Anthony Hopkins. I mean, these are steed, wonderful, you know, RADA trained actors. And Keanu Reeves, yes, he struggled with the British accent, which we'll hear in a minute, but it was definitely the lack of emotional depth. And that's what I'm here to talk about today, is that those portrayals, you know, they may need fear, desperation, passion, but he is flat and restrained in the role.
It's Let's have a listen.
Pretty grim.
Doctor, you must understand. I doubted everything, even my mind. I was impotent with fear.
I know.
But, sir, I know where the bastard sleeps. I brought him there, to Carfax Abbey.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Listen, it's kind of laughable. It really is a less than stellar performance.
These guys, did Cameron Diaz say, I was brutal in Gangs of New York? Did Keanu Reeves admit that he was brutal in Dracula?
No, he didn't. But do you know what he said? He said he was overworked at the time. Oh. And, you know, I suppose Cameron Diaz, I've looked back on some junkets and she was delighted to be there.
The reason I mentioned that is we have a clip now of George Clooney admitting his bad acting in Batman and Robin, talking to Graham Norton.
I did one film, Batman and Robin, which was a... Yes.
Thank you.
This was a disaster. But other than that, there's no reason for me to have ever done anything to go to Comic-Con.
But didn't you apologize to the crowd at Comic-Con for Batman and Robin?
I always apologize for Batman.
Let me just say that I actually thought I destroyed the franchise until they brought it back.
You know, somebody else brought it back years later and changed it. But, you know, I thought at the time this was going to be a very good career move. It wasn't.
I love his self-deprecation, George Clooney. He's great.
It's great, yeah.
Now, Ben Affleck, I mean, he gets himself into all sorts of hot water, you know, J-Lo and all of that recently, in and out of a relationship, back to a relationship. But in terms of acting, he's not been regarded as pretty reliable, but not in Shakespeare in Love.
Sadly not, because even though the movie was a massive success and Gwyneth won her Oscar, it's actually won 7 Oscars, but his role was small. But when you hear this in a minute, okay, he just jars in an otherwise kind of period appropriate piece. It's meant to be a nuanced ensemble. And remember, the Royal Shakespeare Company is, you know, it's in London. It's, you know, it's got RADA trained or RSC trained actors. You have a huge cast in this as well. You know, not only Joseph Fiennes, Judi Dench, Geoffrey Rush. And then Ben Affleck walks in and all he does is shout. So this lack of subtlety, for me, is completely miscast. And even some of the actors grumbled about it. Let's have a listen.
Who is this?
Silence, you jock! I am Hieronymo. I am Tamburlaine. I am Faustus. I am Barabbas, the Jew of Malta.
Oh, yes, Master Will. I am Henry the Sixth.
What is the play and what is my part?
One moment, sir.
Who are you?
I'm the money.
Then you may remain, so long as you remain silent. Pay attention. You will see how genius creates a legend.
Thank you, sir.
We are in desperate want of a Mercutio, Ned. A young nobleman of Verona.
And the title of this piece?
Mercutio. Is it?
Oh, dear.
I will play.
I will play. Now, you know, he actually did the little bit of self-deprecating as well, same as kind of George Clooney. And he joked that, you know, even though he didn't need a lot of heavy lifting, but his acting chops just weren't up to it at the time. He did Gigli as well with Jennifer Lopez, bombed, an absolute turkey. But listen, it didn't derail this particular film because obviously it went on to win Best Picture. But honestly, I just don't think Ben Affleck can take the weight of, you know, that kind of
performance. I mean, you shouldn't be laughing at the character. I mean,
and we've been in knots here behind the microphone laughing at some of them. I mean,
there's one, you know, people will argue about your choices there, but there's one I think that everybody agrees on, and maybe set the scene for us before we hear the clip.
Yeah,
well, this is Andy MacDowell in Four Weddings and a Funeral.
Oh, listen, and you know, one of the most beloved films, 1994, and it singled out her performance as the weakest link. You know, not only, it's written by Richard Curtis, not only is she in there with Hugh Grant, kind of launched his career, but it really is her portrayal of Carrie, you know, the love interest. It drew so many kind of critiques to the table for so many different reasons.
Now, why do you think it wasn't plausible that she should have this romance with Hugh Grant?
Well, two reasons. Stiff delivery. Just every line she seemed to create or in the dialogue to bring to life was just lacked sparkle, lacked emotional depth. And she was very wooden in very pivotal scenes, you know, where he was trying to woo her, trying to be with her. And I suppose everybody is thinking in their head, they've got to be, that infamous final line in the rain. It's the closing moments of the film and it's so flat. It just doesn't execute any kind of emotional flow of romance in the dialogue. And I think, you know, because it's a quintessentially British film, I think she was a bit of a misfit. She was miscast. The American Anne Hinton
was in
work,
there as box office because she was known as a model.
That's right. She was a model.
And that was her celebrity. And at the time, when you look back at the cast, I mean, none of them were the kind of person that would maybe command a multi-million dollar movie. So they
not
put
really.
Her in there to kind of add a bit of
bump. I mean, remember she did Green Card with Gerard Depardieu, which was a big success. And I think kind of also she had done Groundhog Day with Bill Murray, if I'm right in my timelines there.
And didn't she do it on the cheap? She took shares in the movie instead of a large fee.
Yeah, that's right. And I think she wanted to be in a British film. She wanted to kind of cast her net wide, but she was definitely overshadowed by the supporting cast. I mean, Kirsten Scott Thomas is actually a very witty character in it. Fiona, I liked her a lot. And then Simon Callow, you know, he's that exuberant, flamboyant Gareth who sadly passes away. But those performances had energy, they had depth. And then when you look at MacDowell, she was just subdued, but portrayed it in a very less compelling way, I thought. This is the infamous scene. I mean, it really now isn't great. Every time I hear it and I see it on TV, I'm like, oh, here's the line, here it comes. But it is renowned for being one of the most wooden performances in movie history.
Marriage and me were very clearly not meant for one another.
sorted out another big thing as well. There I was standing there in the church, and for the first time in my whole life, I realized I totally and utterly loved one person. And it wasn't the person standing next to me in the veil, it's the person standing opposite me now, in the rain.
Is it still raining? I hadn't noticed.
The truth of it is, I loved you from the first second I met you. It's, you're not suddenly going to go away again, are you?
No. I might drown, but otherwise, no.
Okay. We'll go in.
Am I too harsh, Pat?
No, not at all.
Oh, good. Thank you
when he's
for confirming that.
Making these declarations of love, I simply don't believe him.
No.
That's the problem.
Thank you. It's absolutely awful. I mean, the lack of brooding depth there. Look, Hugh Grant was only starting his career. He's good and he plays that same character all the time. And I like him a lot. But God, there's some awful
You've
lines
got some
in
other
that.
Performances that you think don't quite make it for movies that were good. Les Mis, Russell Crowe as Jean Valjean.
Well, I think a lot of people would agree with me on that one because obviously it's a very sweeping emotional adaptation of the beloved musical. But his singing as Javert was criticised for being flat and lacking. Again, what we talk about, the emotional depth. But he kind of struggled through it. He fumbled through it with kind of, you know, other actors kind of lifting him. But I definitely thought that performance fell short. And many people would agree with that, too.
Yeah. John Wayne, now you're going back to 1956.
Yes. I thought I'd throw
The Conqueror.
I thought I'd throw that in there. You know, 1956, yes, it was kind of historical epic. And John Wayne, you know, he's an incredible actor, was at the time, but miscast because he delivered his lines with the trademark cowboy drawl, which just clashed with the character completely.
What was the movie he was in where he looks up at the crucifixion and he says, "This surely is the Son of God."
God, yes. I remember that. I can't remember the name. There you go.
Orlando Bloom in Troy.
Well, look, Orlando Bloom wouldn't be my favourite, but I do think that, you know, the retelling of the Trojan War, he stood out because he was obviously tag-toeing with Brad Pitt and Eric Bana, but the portrayal of Paris was widely criticised for being a bit whiny and lacking charisma. Now, listen, I know there's a ton of other ones. People will say Jared Leto and Blade Runner in 2017, you know, that people will say, oh my God, it was a stunning, you know, film visually, but, you know, he was just lacking subtlety. Other people will say Scarlett Johansson in The Other Boleyn Girl. A strong performance by Natalie Portman, but hers was understated. Like, some actors underplay it so much that they're almost mute. Yeah.
Anyway, I'm sure our listeners will have plenty of selections for wooden performances. But what we were looking at this morning is movies that were successful in spite of the performances of some of the leading men and women.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.